The visit of Xi Jinping may be high on the agenda for British politicians and the media, but for the BBC's China analyst Kerry Allen, she says it hasn't captured the imagination of those in the Far East.
The Chinese media have been calling the visit a golden era for Sino-British relations. But a lot of people in China still know very little about the UK. They regard Prime Minister David Cameron as less interesting than the popular BBC drama Sherlock. And hundreds of social media users message him not about trade, but to ask when their favourite show will next be on. Nevertheless, the visit has been a huge talking point over the last few days in anticipation of Xi's UK arrival, with Chinese TV and newspapers telling their audiences what good may come of the trip. State-owned newspapers in the country's mainland see the state visit as a good example for further cooperation between China and other European countries. One paper, the Global Times, says that the visit will foster stronger bilateral ties, especially on nuclear power plants, high-speed rail lines, and other leading technologies. During his visit, the Chinese leader is expected to sign contracts for the HS2 high-speed railway line that will run from London to Manchester and the Hinkley Point nuclear power plant in Somerset. But other papers have said that the UK should not put too much expectation on the UK visit. The Ming Pao said that given the norm of rotating ruling parties in the UK, it is obvious that there shouldn't be too much impractical expectation on this golden era of Sino-British ties. With this in mind, it's perhaps not surprising, then, that many Chinese people are more interested in losing themselves in dramatic fiction.
So that's what the views of this visit are, the view that are being held by those over in the Far East. But of course, it's a slightly different picture here in, well, certainly in the northeast of England. Anyway, we're going to be taking a look at how we can expect a